Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is December 30th, 2025, Tuesday, the sixth day in the octave of Christmas. St. Luke writes, "There was a prophetess, Anna. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem." In the Gospel today, we meet Anna, the prophetess. Her appearance in the Gospel of Luke is brief, just three verses, but her witness shines with a quiet brilliance of holiness refined by patience. Anna stands in the temple as one of the first heralds of Christ. Yet she does not come from power or prominence. She comes from a lifetime of waiting. Luke tells us that she was of great age, a widow who had lived with her husband only 7 years, and then remained in the temple, praying day and night. Her life was stripped of earthly attachments. The temple became her dwelling, prayer her language, fasting her breath. She lived in the rhythm of faithfulness, a heart tuned towards God with expectant hope. Anna is not a passive figure. Her waiting is active, a vigilance of love. The years of her solitude become a sacred attentiveness, an interior listening for the whisper of God's promise. Every day she entered the temple with the same prayer in her heart. Come, O Lord, redeem your people. And then one day, ordinary like every other, she saw him. A poor couple from Nazareth, carrying an infant in their arms, entering to fulfill the law. And at that very moment, Anna recognized what the world could not, the dawn of salvation. She gave thanks and began to proclaim him to all who waited redemption. What an astonishing scene! An old widow becomes the first evangelist of the Incarnation inside the temple itself. She is a voice from the margins, one who has nothing yet gives everything. She embodies what God delights to do, reveal his glory to the humble, all the hungry with good things, and lift up the lowly. In Anna, we glimpse a mystery of the heart, the Christian life, persevering faithfulness in hiddenness. So much of holiness is not loud or visible. It is the quiet labor of prayer, the endurance of long seasons when God seems silent. Anna teaches us that those who remain faithful through darkness will recognize the light when it appears. There is a phrase the Church Fathers often used for soul like Anna, custodes aurorare, watchers of the dawn. They are those who keep vigil through the long night, trusting that the first light will come. In our own lives, there are long vigils, the waiting for reconciliation, for healing, for peace. We may find ourselves standing in the temple of our hearts day after day, praying through the night of faith. But Anna reminds us that Christ always comes. often quiet, in the arms of the poor, in the simplicity of the ordinary moment. At the end of her waiting, Anna does not grasp the child for herself. She proclaims him. Her contemplation overflows into mission. Having seen the Redeemer, she becomes a messenger of redemption. True prayer always bears fruit in witness. As we continue through this Christmas octave, we ask for Anna's spirit, a steadfast heart, a soul awake to grace, and a readiness to recognize the Lord in humble disguise. We become watchers of the dawn, those who see even in the dim light that the Sun of Justice has risen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, light of the world, you came into the temple of our humanity to redeem and renew it. Give us the faith of Anna, who waited in hope and recognized your coming. Teach us to remain faithful in prayer, patient in silence, and joyful in proclaiming your presence. Come, O Emmanuel, dwell within the temple of our hearts. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others. And if the Spirit moves you to place your prayer petition or perhaps your own reflection in the space provided below, we'd all like to hear from you. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.